This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. For many years, every Sunday night, we had family movie night. And one evening, when my daughter Eleanor was about 8 years old, I chose the movie Lost Horizons, even though I worried that Eleanor might be a little bit bored or confused, by the 1937 movie's story of a man who's spirited away to Shangri-La, a mysterious, idyllic village hidden deep in the Himalayas. And I explained to her what Shangri-La was, what the idea of Shangri-La was. Now, to my surprise, Eleanor loved this movie. She loved it so much, in fact, that after I showed her my copy of the novel, Lost Horizons, she was inspired to write a sequel herself. So she labored away in a notebook, and then she came to read me what she had written. And I enjoyed her account of the romantic engagement and wedding of Robert and Sandra very much. But she really caught my attention after she'd finished. And she said, "Oh, Mom, I forgot to tell you the title of my book." And I said, "Well, what is the title of your book?" And she paused for effect, then said, "Everyday Life in Utopia." I was blown away. Eleanor, I told her truthfully, I absolutely love that title. That is genius. And in fact, when I went to write one of my books, I seriously considered using the title Everyday Life in Utopia, because it strikes me that, in fact, all of my work on habits and happiness is meant to help us construct, as much as possible, just that. Everyday life in utopia. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.